that was the one most regrettable part of the trial from our perspective, was that the report, basically, to be quick about it, the Anthony home computer was examined. In a deleted file, there was a number of searches for chloroform, the definition of chloroform, and specifically how to make chloroform. In one of the reports of the analysis of that computer, one of the reports we got indicated that one particular website had been visited 84 times, and other websites had been visited as well. And a second report that was done with a different kind of software showed the same sites being examined, but the one that was 84 on the other report was only one. And the regrettable thing about that was that no one on our side realized the discrepancy between the two. The defense, to their very great credit, they did. They found it. They brought it up to the jury. It was embarrassing to the state and to the forensic examiners that had done it. But the biggest problem with it was the significance of the evidence wasn't really how many times it had been visited, but rather that it had been visited at all, that someone had typed into the computer, how do we make chloroform? And sort of the number took over for the significance of the fact that it was there at all. So I think that was the worst part about that.
Casey Anthony had a volatile relationship with her mother, Cindy Anthony, and discovery documents show that Cindy called Casey a bad mom and even threatened to seek custody of the young child, Kaylee. Why didn't the prosecution introduce this evidence at the trial?
Because Cindy wouldn't admit it. The only evidence we had of that was hearsay. In other words, Cindy's coworkers telling us that Cindy had told them these things. And that's hearsay. It's inadmissible. So without Cindy admitting it, or without somebody having a firsthand access to the conversation, like overhearing it, there was no way to prove that. And unfortunately, Cindy was either unwilling or unable to honestly discuss that relationship. And that's one of the things that I think is the most tragic about the case. And I talk about it in the book, is that Cindy at some point chose to believe this fantasy about her relationship with her daughter that ultimately may have had something to do with why Kaylee was killed. But without us being able to get that in front of the jury was left with this ridiculous, idyllic picture of Casey, that Cindy tried to paint.
Do you think the Casey Anthony case is a good illustration of American justice in the end?
It is. It is a good illustration. I mean, it's a good illustration of how the system works. It's a good illustration of its imperfections. And it's a good illustration that even in cases where there is great public outcry, that an acquittal is still possible. Even if I don't agree with it, it's good to know that our system is not hijacked by the mob, as some people may think it is. It works. It doesn't always work the way we want it to work, but it works. And that's sort of what I keep preaching to people when I speak to them. We have a fantastic system. The system of trial by jury is a great system. But any system that has human beings in it is imperfect. And it doesn't mean you throw it out. You don't overreact and say, oh, we got to get rid of juries. You just understand that it has limitations. And these are the limitations. And if there's a tweak that we can make to the system to make it work better, we should do that. And that's sort of the discussion I've been having about release of pretrial discovery.
Do you think that's going to change the way prosecutors approach jury selection and decide which cases they're eventually going to go forward and take to trial?
Hopefully, the prosecutors will learn from it, but there's not that much you can do. Once the cat's out of the bag, once the information is out there in front of the public, there's not a whole lot you can do about it. The one change I hope that people start to talk about is that maybe our very liberal public records rules as they relate to pretrial discovery should be amended, and perhaps to give judges the ability to look at a case and say this thing is going viral and we need to not release information in the interest of getting a jury for both the state and the defense, because I'm not so sure that releasing every page of 28,000 pages of documents in this case was necessarily the best thing.